Well, those are the spiritual workouts. Basically, exercise yourself, train yourself, discipline yourself, train yourself to be godly. But all of those words are the same Greek word. In fact, I wrote it for you there. It's gumnazo. Do you see it? G-U-M-N-A-D-S-O. Can you see that? Gymnazo. It's very clear up there in Greek. It's Greek to me, too. But what that means is gymnasticize. I mean, that's a very good translation of that word gymnazo. It means to gymnasticize. Have you ever seen a gymnast? I mean, you've ever seen how they can control and balance and flip and do all those things? Do you think she just walked in and learned that overnight? It was endless hours of practice. Now look at that. Gymnasticize. It means exercise, work out, train, put the exertion and the effort and the time and the sacrifice and the denial of other things in order to accomplish that. Now, as soon as we start talking about that, with anything to do with spiritual things, what do people immediately think about? Oh, they think that's legalistic. Well, let's examine what that means. Because this exercise, first of all, is prescribed by God, but it's not just prescribed by God. It's centered on God. He's the one that said, I want you to do it, and then he told us what he wants us to do. We know hard work is necessary in athletics and in the arts and in the sciences, but when it comes to our spiritual life, people hesitate. When they hear words like discipline and train and exercise, it sounds like legalism. But that's an incorrect line of thinking if you read the scriptures. Legalism is always self-centered, whereas the disciplines are always God-centered. The heart of a legalist thinks doing this is going to help me gain merit with God. He'll love me more if I do more of those things. But the heart of the follower of Christ thinks I do this because I love the Lord and I'm motivated by pleasing him because he wants this. I love him. I want to do this. Paul had a lot of experience in knowing the difference between legalism and grace. Paul never would give an inch to the legalists. He constantly challenged them and told them that their self-effort would gain them nothing. And yet the same apostle challenged believers in every church to exercise, to train, and to discipline their own personal life for the purpose of godliness. Paul's life is a legendary example of personal denial. In fact, don't lose your place too much, but if you want to see this, look back at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Here's Paul's testimony in 1 Corinthians 15:10. He says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." He was legendary. Paul was shipwrecked, beaten, stoned, imprisoned, run out of every town almost he ever visited. But he says, verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 15, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. What did he mean by that? Look at the next line of that verse. But I labored more abundantly than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was in me. You know what Paul was saying? He's saying there's a great big pipe of God's grace that comes down. And it's right in front of every one of us. And we can avail ourselves of as much or as little of his grace as we want to. That's our choice. We exercise ourselves toward godliness. We're taking all we can. And we are, by his grace, denying ourselves and seeking him. Or we can just neglect all that. And he says, the reason I'm the legendary man that I am, Paul said, is because God's grace that we all get, I took as much of it as humanly was possible. It's amazing to think about. He labored more abundantly than them all, but it wasn't Paul. It was the grace that was with me.